From the newsroom, I'm Lou Hebert with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. San Francisco officials have declared a water shortage emergency, asking customers in four counties now to voluntarily reduce their water use by some 10%. The request applies to all 2.7 million customers in the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission area in San Francisco, Alameda, Santa Clara, and San Mateo counties. Customers who don't meet the conservation goal will see a surcharge of up to 5% on their bills starting April 1st. Governor Newsom is asking mayors and city leaders in the state to do something about this new and frightening trend of brazen smash-and-grab robberies. From north to south, many upscale stores have been pillaged by these flash mobs of thieves who have ransacked the stores for millions of dollars worth of upscale merchandise. Newsom says, quote, "We need to investigate these crimes, and we need to break up these crime rings. We need to make an example out of these folks." A motorcyclist killed in Placer County on Thanksgiving Day after crashing into a signpost along Interstate 80 near Auburn. Unidentified motorcyclist riding with a group when the cycle left the roadway hit that signpost and the rider was thrown off and landed in the dirt and died. More questions expected about a 40-year-old California man who died in police custody last week in Santa Rosa after officers used a stun gun on him twice in under a minute. Eight officers are now on paid leave as the probe continues into the death of Jordan Poss, who was hit by the stun gun rounds after an encounter with the officers. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Locals and visitors lacing up their shoes, braving the cold morning air for the return of the Old Town Turkey Trot 5K on Thursday. Eureka Times Standard reporting the event saw hundreds line up at the corner of 2nd and F Streets for the race. Humboldt County Planning Commissioners hashing out potential amendments to the county's commercial cannabis land use ordinance during the commission's recent meeting. According to the Eureka Times Standard, after 3.5 hours of testimony and feedback, the commission agreed to continue the discussion next month. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.